Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. And if you were able to listen to the broadcast yesterday, I began a message entitled, At a Crossroads. And I believe at various times in our lives, sometimes very important or apparently insignificant choices that we have, we are at a crossroads spiritually, sometimes as well as naturally. And it's important that we have the wisdom and guidance of the Lord and respond in a way that would be pleasing to Him. We can respond in faith or in unbelief. And all through the Word of God, we see that the heroes of the faith, if you will, had that same decision. Remember Daniel? It was a given a fiat of the king that no one could pray to anyone except him. And he continued to pray at his window. He wasn't hiding 3 times a day. And that ended him in the lion's den, which obviously he had to conquer natural fear. I mean, who would want to face that judgment of hungry lions? And so he, in his relationship with God, he trusted God with his future. And beloved, God will honor our faith. He knows our weaknesses. He knows the inability of the flesh. Remember Jesus said regarding his disciples when they were with him in the Garden of Gethsemane, they fell asleep. He said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And so much of our Christian walk, beloved, is the ability with our daily walking with the Lord, the experience, the maturity that He brings, with a spiritual mind, walking in the Spirit, that we begin to make the right choices. As I shared yesterday, the Bible does say that the carnal mind is enmity against God. And so that's why there's such strong exhortation in the Word of God, the New Testament, that we're to have the mind of Christ, that we are to think as He thinks. Remember, with our God, nothing is impossible. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And once we begin this process, this journey, if you will, toward maturity, and we desire more and more to walk in the Spirit, more and more to refuse the chatterings of our carnal mind, the fears, the doubts, the unbeliefs, the insecurities, the inadequacies. And as we look to our God for strength, remember Paul said, when I'm weak, then I am strong. And I trust in your own life, you have found that to be the case. When you were at the end of yourself, when you didn't think you had any strength to go any further, God was there to help you. Things may not have changed externally a great deal at that moment, but God gave you the grace and strength to carry on. And I believe once we come into that place of awareness and understanding, I don't think we'll ever appreciate His grace and His faithfulness the way we should. With maturity comes a great appreciation and a great thankfulness for God's grace and His faithfulness to us. Well, we are looking at Numbers 13, and this is a situation where the children of Israel had a commission. And the first verse, it says, the Lord spoke unto Moses. He said, pick out leading men, one from each tribe, and send them to spy out the land. And of course, that was accomplished. They did that. See what kind of land it is, whether it's good or bad, what cities there are there, strongholds, whether the land is fat or lean, whether there be wood therein, and be of good courage as he's encouraging them and bring the fruit of the land. And so they did that. It took 40 days. And in verse 25, it says, and they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. I'm going to read a few verses. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel. Don't you imagine they were really kind of excited and wanting to know what they found? Because that's a long time, 40 days. They had been in the wilderness, and they brought back word unto them, showed them the fruit of the land, humongous grapes they had to carry on a staff between them. And they said, "We came into the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it." And they were saying, yes, it's everything the Lord promised. However, verse 28, "Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land. The cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there," in other words, giants. "And they saw the Amalekites, the Canaanites," and basically they were beginning, these 10 spies were beginning to discourage the people. And Caleb said, "Be quiet, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." But the men that went up with them said, "We be not," you know, direct opposition, "we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we," period. That's just, let's be practical, let's be realistic, that's where it's at. Verse 32, "And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel." And they said, that last portion of the verse, "All the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the son of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight." And this negative report of unbelief caused the entire congregation to mourn and to weep, and their testimony, negative testimony, discouraged the entire lot of people. And then, if you recall, and I'm not going to really read the verses, but the Lord was very angry. Verse 27, following chapter, "I've heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me, and he said, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, that have murmured against me." So that's basically why they wandered 40 years in the wilderness, and their children, that next generation, were the ones that went with Joshua to go into the promised land. Now, don't you suppose, now they were the people of God, I'm sure during that time of living in the hardships that the wilderness, the desert presented, the lack of water, I mean, they had enough to survive, God provided, but it wasn't a place of streams. Remember, they stayed at one place, what was the name of it? They had the 12 palm trees, there was all kinds of water. Well, it was not a pleasant place. There were serpents and scorpions and all manner of unpleasant things. It wasn't something that, it was not real estate that you really want to live in. And so don't you suppose they did repent of their decision? However, God was firm, and as a result of that choice, they were at a crossroads, beloved. Now, the 10 spies made up their mind of their response, and it didn't fare well with them. But the people of Israel who believed their report also suffered for 40 years. And think about this. There were Joshua and Caleb who were full of faith. They believed what God had said, that God were well able to take the land. But they were there with the people of God going through the same hardships during that entire time. However, 40 years later, Caleb told Joshua, he said, "I'm at 80 years old, I'm as strong as I was at 40 to go in and go out and to do battle." He said, "Give me my mountain." And so, beloved, that's the thing that faith grants to a child of God. We're not invincible, but our God is invincible. He will lead us. And so we have a choice. We can turn cowardly like the spies sent by Moses, or we can boldly claim God's promises. And as Christians, as children of God, we have many times been given wonderful opportunities, and we haven't recognized them as such. And unfortunately, just like them, we've made a wrong choice. We throw those wonderful opportunities away, and we'll never know, because of those choices, what it might have been. And I'm sure you've probably heard this before, that for the children of Israel, they were promised a literal physical land with all kinds of blessings. God promised to subdue every one of their enemies. He would make them the head and not the tail. There would be no one that could stand against them. And that was what God promised them. Well, we have promises in the Word of God. That's our Canaan. And every place we will place the sole of our feet, we can claim it not only as holy ground, but as our promises, that they can be fulfilled in our lives. And it's so sad if we are robbed of those promises through unbelief, through fear, and self-will. God does not want that. And that we, as God's people today, will hear the goodness of the Lord, that we can see Him move mightily in His glory. But so many, because of unbelief, hear those promises with deaf ears. Well, it's for everybody else. It's not for me, no matter what I do. And the discouragement, the pessimism. Have you ever heard we can be our own worst enemy? You know, you don't need the enemy to defeat you. You're well able to do it all by yourself. I'm making light, but I think we've all been in that place at time, and it's a result of the choices that we make. And so I'm sharing this broadcast with you so that your faith can be built up and strengthened to know that with God, nothing's impossible. And as a child of God, having faith in God, He can do the impossible in your behalf. He's demonstrated it out in the pages of His Word. So, beloved, let's believe God. I am praying with a new fervor as I pray for the partners and the radio family, and aggressiveness in faith and anger that no longer are we going to be trounced down and put down and trampled over by the works of darkness, but we're going to arise and shine because the glory of the Lord has risen upon us. If you hear that heart's cry of the Lord, He has so much for you and for me. Let us arise. Let us cast off the works of darkness. Let's put on the armor of light and walk forth in battle with the shield of faith and with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And we will not be defeated. Just as the children of Israel, God demonstrated the veracity of His Word, so will He do for us as we believe and trust Him to do that. I love you. I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.